This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, April 25, 2009. By faith, choose. The scripture is Hebrews 11, verses 24 and 25. By faith, Moses chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. Moses had been raised in Pharaoh's palace in the lap of luxury. Yet he struggled with the question of his true identity. Am I an Egyptian or a Hebrew? Are Egypt's gods my gods, or is the Hebrew God my God? Let's give Moses some credit. He had the faith and courage to confess that his true identity was with the Hebrew slaves rather than with the Egyptian masters. He chose for the poor and oppressed rather than the rich and powerful. Of course, to choose for one thing is to choose against something else. One cannot choose heads and at the same time have tails. In the same way, when you marry one person, you cannot have another. In some cases, it can be tough to live the rest of your life with the decisions or choices you make. Could that be a reason why people hold off making commitments to others or to God? Current wisdom says, keep your options open. Don't choose. This, of course, is just an excuse to avoid decision-making. And when it comes to God, not to choose is to choose against. In fact, not to choose is to lose by default. Choose, friends. Choose for the long term, not for short-term pleasures. Let it be known who and whose you are. Would you pray with me? Dear God, help us to choose for you. Help us to choose for your people. Help us to choose for justice more than for luxury or worldly success. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.